I have a feeling that if it was the Don Jr. laptop from hell, you all would have heard about it. Right? I mean, do you think that if I was videoing myself going 172 while smoking meth, I have a feeling magically CNN would find it to be relevant again? You know, you got $1 billion from China, millions from Ukraine for no-show jobs, money laundering for Russian oligarchs with ties to human trafficking, insect trafficking. No big deal. It's Hunter. It's fine. It's totally fine. 10% for the big guy. I have a feeling if that was my text message, we'd be at, like, impeachment 37? I don't know. We're like, where are we? I can't keep track. It's too many. It never ends, right? And those are the people in power. Those are the people deciding what happens to you, your children, your family's well-being. Right? They are the arbiters of decency, according to the media. That piece of crap. I mean, think about it. Like, do you know? Let's talk about this for a second. Do you know what my father would have done to me if it was my laptop? Like, yeah, my dad would have sent me to Gitmo.
And it's coming. Justice is coming. Welcome to this Christian Patriot News Update. Let's start with Q Drop 4596, originally posted July 19th of 2020, so a three-year delta. It's time for people to go to jail. Let the unsealing begin. It's time for indictments, arrests, military tribunals, and Gitmo executions. Under that, Q Drop 3458, originally posted July 21st of 2019, is a four-year delta. In the kill box, we get, be ready, traitors, one and all. Thank you for playing. This is game over. It's the end of the satanic New World Order deep state criminal cabal. In the top right corner, Q Drop 3476, originally posted July 24th of 2019, is another four-year delta. In this graphic, Q says, you are not alone and you are not in the minority. Today, we're going to find out why our side is actually over 200 million patriots strong in the U.S. alone. Difficult truths will soon see the light of day. Where we go one, we go all, signed Q. In the lower right, Drop 1687 is an upcoming five-year delta, originally posted July 24th of 2018. Something big is about to drop, signed Q. A surging national debt means big gains for gold. The debt ceiling drama ended with nominal budget cuts and a shiny new credit card with no limit for the federal government. The first business day after, the U.S. Treasury increased our national debt by over $350 billion. It's no wonder Google searches for how to buy gold hit record levels in 2023. It's as simple as calling the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late. Mention Christian Patriot News and get best-in-class service from Patriots Protecting Patriots. Patriot Gold Group has the No Fee for Life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical, gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row.
Now project the winner of the presidential race. Donald Trump wins the presidency.
What started off as unlikely, impossible, is now reality.
I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down.
We have a president who actually fulfilled the promises he made during the campaign.
Securing the border to foreign policy.
He now has a record as president that's pretty damn impressive.
Breaking news out of Palm
Beach, Florida. The FBI has executed an unprecedented search warrant at President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
The former president has both sides of the political aisle up in arms.
It is a dangerous and unstable moment in American history.
The Justice Department has just indicted former President Donald Trump.
For 7 years, they hated him, they targeted him, they hunted him.
This is the epitome of the abuse of the prosecutorial power to preempt political decisions.
I never thought anything like this could happen in America. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. They're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and I just happen to be standing in their way, and I will never be moving. On November 5th, 2024, justice will be done. We will take back our country, and we will make America great again. America will always rise to every challenge and overcome every danger.
Donald Trump seems to always get stronger when challenged. These types of things, I think, give him strength.
When I'm reelected, I will totally obliterate the deep state. As long as we have pride in our beliefs, courage in our convictions, and faith in our God, then we will not fail.
Ladies and gentlemen,
touching down in three.
Please welcome
two,
the 45th president of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
And I'm proud to be an American. With your country, your freedom, and your future on the line, we are in trouble. This country is in trouble. The election will decide whether your generation inherits a fascist country or a free country, whether you will have a rule of tyrants or the rule of law, whether Marxist radicals burn our civilization to the ground, which they're looking to do, or young patriots like you propel America to glorious new heights greater than ever before. Side by side, we're going to fight and we're going to win. We have no choice, actually. We're going to evict Crooked Joe Biden. You know, I took the name off of Hillary. You know that, right? Everybody here knows that. It was Crooked Hillary. I was very successful. But I think she's out of it now. But no, I thought it was more appropriate because he's crooked as you can get. This is the most dishonest president in history. And I wouldn't have said it. You know, I have pride in the presidency and respect for the presidency. I wouldn't have said it. But I say things about him over the last 3 weeks that I would have never said before about any president. He is a corrupt, horrible, incompetent man, and he's destroying our country, and we have to have it changed. And with God's help, we're going to save America on November 5th, 2024. And when I said originally in 2016, it's the most important election, I meant it. This is far more important. This is far more important because our country is ready to go down, ready to go possibly into World War III, and this won't be a war like others. This will be a nuclear war, and the level of destruction, it's called obliteration. It's not two army tanks going back and forth shooting at each other. This is big stuff, and we have a man who's grossly incompetent, who doesn't even know where he is, who can't put two sentences together, and this is the man that's telling us what we're going to be doing. They had Hillary Clinton's lawyer, Pomerantz, Mark Pomerantz, one of our lawyers from a big Democrat law firm, go into the DA's office in New York to prosecute me. In other words, they made her lawyer into a prosecutor. The people of our country get it. As far as I'm concerned, I consider it a badge of honor. To be indicted, I would consider a badge because I'm doing it for the country and I'm doing it for the people.
With all due respect, even, you know, your supporters say the only people who could take down Trump is Trump because he gives his detractors leverage on a silver platter.
Let me ask you this. What am I going to do? I get indicted on something that is ridiculous. I have to fight. Supposing I answered your question with tears pouring down my eyes and saying, oh, Maria, it's so sad. Look, I'm fighting for, I think, 225, 250 million people. I think that's a real number, okay? I'm fighting for a lot of people. It's much more important than me.
Meanwhile, Hunter Biden was charged with a misdemeanor. He'll avoid jail time.
Hunter Biden got a traffic ticket. Compare Hunter Biden to Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort was put in solitary confinement. They wanted to destroy him.
All they wanted him to do was say something bad about me. This guy had tremendous courage. He said, I'm not going to lie. I can't say anything bad. Trump is a great president. He's a great president. I'm not going to do it. He went into solitary confinement over nothing compared to what Hunter Biden's done. You know, they gave him a little charge. What about all of these countries he dealt with? You know, I've been reading about people that are put in jail because they're dealing with all. This guy was on the board of Burisma. They were getting rid of prosecutors because they were going to be prosecuted. So Biden said, we're not giving you $1 billion unless you get rid of that prosecutor. And to show you how stupid, I mean, the guy said this publicly and they got rid of the prosecutor. Maria, the point is this. Any other Republican that gets this position will be attacked the same way. These are fascists, they're communists, they're Marxists, they're radical left Democrats. They're sick people.
Let me ask you real quick on Bidenomics and what you want to do in terms of economic growth. Yeah. You talked earlier about energy and you talked about regulation. What is your plan to get the economy growing again? And do you still think we're going to go into a recession?
Okay, so number one, well, if there's even a thought that Trump is getting elected, you will never have a recession because people will start investing money, you know, before the fact. And right now I'm leading Biden by a lot. But what I would do is very simple. I got to get interest rates down. To do that, we have to get rid of the inflation because inflation is a country killer. You know, inflation, you can look back 200 years ago, what it's done to other countries, Germany, you look at other countries.
It is coming down.
It's coming down, but it's coming down from a very high base.
40-year highs.
It's already gone up 40% if you add it all up. Now it's coming down from a very bad base. And what they're doing is they're putting the interest rates at a point. Nobody can borrow all the. So you may have somewhat of a recession. If people think that Trump is going to be elected, you'll never have a recession. If people think I'm not, you will have more than recession. You're going to have a depression. But what I will do is we're going to start using our liquid gold. We have more energy under our feet, oil and gas, than any other country in the world. You know, I approved ANWR. It's bigger than Saudi Arabia, they say, whether it's bigger or not, but it's damn close. And ANWR in Alaska, the first day he was in office, he ended it. Ronald Reagan tried to get it. They all tried to get it. We're going to be tremendous energy producers. We're going to sell to Europe. We're going to sell all over the world. We're going to bring down the cost of energy. Russia will be much. Russia's taking in all of this money because of energy. We will lower interest rates because that'll end inflation. You know, inflation was caused because of his energy policies. When energy went to $100 a barrel and more, what happened is you had tremendous automatic immediate inflation because energy is so big. It's all encompassing. The trucks, the people that bake the donuts, the restaurants, everything requires energy. And it's a very big cost. And that's what caused inflation. Now everything's causing inflation. Now we have bad supply lines. Maria, our country's a mess. We'll close up the border. We'll become energy independent. Then we're going to be energy dominant. We'll be taking care of Europe. Energy prices are going to come way down. I will get Putin to make a deal with Zelensky very quickly. We're going to have a great world again. But I'll tell you what, if we don't win in 24, this country is finished. I really believe that this country is finished.
So we heard from our favorite president on the importance of the upcoming 2024 election. Now here's our favorite general, General Mike Flynn, on the matter. He says, I'm not an election denier. So to the lame fake news media, quit using that label on those of us who want honest elections. It's getting old and very candidly doesn't work. I simply disagree that we have fair elections. I'm not certain if we have ever had fair elections since we started using all the technology that was supposed to make our lives easier. I've even heard that artificial intelligence might determine the outcome of the 2024 election. And for those of us who have played around a little bit with artificial intelligence, you know what General Flynn is saying. It's an indoctrination machine of the satanic New World Order deep state criminal cabal. Artificial intelligence is programmed to say what they want it to say. I know throughout U.S. history that many good and mainly young lives have been sacrificed so we can live in a free country. And that is my point to anyone listening. Elections don't adhere to a code of moral values. Only people can do that. All those of us arguing for fair elections are stating to those currently running our elections, elected and unelected bureaucrats, is that you are supposed to adhere to a code of moral values. Sorry, but many of you do not. I don't believe this is asking too much. I know from my military experience, what gets checked is what gets done. So, we the people are going to be checking on all of you and the entire election system from top to bottom, start to finish, sunup to sundown. We simply want each of you to adhere to a code of moral values as well as your constitutional and lawful duties. When you hear me say, guard the vote, this is what I'm talking about. God bless and continue to protect the United States of America. And now let's hear from Mike Lindell on his latest efforts to protect the 2024 presidential election.
I got just attacked by the left. He called the fake news media. But that was my way to get the word out. So, you know, if they would have kept attacking, that was my way to get the word out. You know, and I'm going, you know, they go, Mike, would you do it again? Knowing what you know now? Absolutely. I wouldn't change a thing. You know, and if we, so with that, as we've seen over the last 2.5 years, I mean, there's been tens of thousands, even you could go millions of people on the ground working tirelessly, investigating and going before judges that stop and say, no, we're not going to talk, or we're not going to look at this. These words, sanctions we don't have standing. No judge has ever looked at any of the evidence on merit yet to this day. Okay? And so it's kind of like you're blocked there. And the media won't talk about all the successes that we've had in changing or fixing our election platforms, which need to be fixed. They have to be fixed. Not like they are now. I mean, I'm trying to save. How about that? You know? And so I sat here and I'm going, you know, this is with all this effort by everybody and our voice getting bigger and bigger. Obviously, new platforms have came up, new social media platforms. We've had so many, many miracles in every single state. And then I thought it came to me this spring and I'm going, we got to look at this from a different angle. And I compare it to Al Capone back in Chicago, the gangster days, and they couldn't get him on murder charges, racketeering, bootlegging, gambling, all these. But they knew he was doing it. They had all the evidence in the world. But he had the judges, either scared or compromised. He had the police. He had all this stuff. Kind of like now, they have the judges. We don't know why. They have the FBI, these weaponizing against us, and all these other things. And I said, but they went after Al Capone. They said, hey, let's get him on tax evasion. Okay? It was from another angle, and we all know what happened there then, right? It happened very fast, too. Well, I'm here to tell you that this coming August 16th and 17th, and this is real important, if you go to lindellevent.com, we're having an event in August, a televised event. You can go there now to lindellevent.com and get signed up. It's going to be free, televised on Frank's Speech. We have a plan that's never been done before in history. It's never been talked about before. You can guess all you want. It's not melting down the machines and turning you into prison bars. I already tried that. You know. This is a plan that's going to secure our elections immediately, and everybody will love it. They will, even if you're a Democrat, Republican, you know, what is it, 70% of our country now doesn't trust our election. Immediately, on August 18th, you're going to go, wow, why didn't we do this? Why didn't we ever do this? Okay, it is amazing. It'll be launched this fall in Louisiana, Kentucky, and Mississippi, where they have elections, and then you'll have proof of concept. But this, and why can't I tell you the plan now? Well, we all know why. We know what the media would do to twist it and bury it. If everybody watches, if you get everyone to watch this, I'm telling you, this is the plan that will work. It's never, ever been thought of. Now, the first day, we're going to do another thing is we have all 50 states there, and we're going to tell you what's going on in every state, the hope. I'm telling you, from Hawaii to Alaska to Oregon to Florida here, every state, they've been working tirelessly to fix our election platforms and to make our elections secure and things that have been going on. One of our biggest blockers have been the Republicans. They really have. It's been disgusting. In Alabama, in Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, you go in there, you go, hey, we should be able to fix our platforms, paper ballots, hand-counted, same-day voting, and voter ID, like the president said yesterday, our real president. And we've been blocked. So we're going to give everybody the hope. People have got to hear hope, and that hope is amazing. I'm going to end with this. Anyone that thinks that this isn't the greatest revival in history is wrong. God gave us grace because now things had to happen that were bad. You know, but people don't look for hope until things are pretty bad, and they're pretty bad right now. And they're pouring into this bucket of common sense from both sides going, as things keep happening. So when you see things happening out there that are bad, your fentanyl pouring in, all this, our kids dying and everything, people are seeing this nonsense. It's disgusting. It's evil. And that's why I know now, if you look at, you know, God has given us grace for such a time as this, because I believe it'll be the more people in any time in history that come to our Lord Jesus Christ and get saved to go to heaven. God bless you all. Thank you.
Protect your family's hard-earned savings from Bidenflation and the decreasing value of the U.S. dollar. The Fed's fiat currency is monopoly money. Top experts agree gold and silver will both break all-time highs as the dollar continues to free fall. Call Jack and his team at the Patriot Gold Group today, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Tell them Christian sent you and get best-in-class service from Patriots protecting Patriots. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row. And remember, when you support Christian Patriot News advertisers, you're supporting me and my beautiful wife and our work as digital soldiers sharing truth far and wide.
This is the glorious power about speaking out and using your voice. Last Congress, I was able to get rid of the Orwellian Disinformation Governance Board that they established to keep you quiet. Your words move mountains, and that's why they want your lips closed. If you're silent, you lose by default. We need leaders who are willing to stand up for the truth. There is no limit to the good someone can do when they refuse to back down and bend a knee to the lies. But besides all of this, you are encouraging me, because when I look out here, I see the future of America. I see leaders. I see moral clarity. I see young people standing up for what they believe in, speaking out no matter the cost. And y'all, I've read the end of the book. We win.
We're a long way through the looking glass now, well inside the alternative reality where up is down and wrong is right, where anything goes for a self-selecting in-crowd. And if you're not in that in-crowd, then your sense of right and wrong makes you a reactionary, fascist, conspiracy theorist fit only for ridicule and cancellation. I know I'm saying some of the same things over and over, but it's only because those things are true and worth remembering and keeping, and I won't stop repeating them. Because if we stop telling the truth, then the game's over. In the end, the truth is all we have, but also all we need. It's important to know we're being actively and blatantly lied to by the authorities. If you don't know as much already, know now that the authorities lie about anything and everything and always have, because it's in the nature of the personalities involved. Good liars are hard to spot, but by now we're being lied to by bad liars, which at least makes it easier to see them coming. Spotting the lies now is, as the cliche has it, like shooting fish in a barrel. Fundamentally, we're now being lied to about the right way to think, the right way to see the world, the right value judgments to make. We're being lied to about what basic morality looks like. I say we've been walked through the looking glass towards the point where we're to believe all the values we held before were wrong. I say don't believe a word of it. The overweening condescension of the self-appointed in-crowd has always been there. The difference now is that they're rubbing our noses in it as part of the effort to bully us into thinking everything we think is just plain wrong. Over and over again during the years just past, those regarding themselves as our betters in every way blatantly disregarded the rules and regulations they had imposed upon the rest of us. The message was that in COVID, as in the rest of life, it was one set of rules for us and none at all for them. And you better not question it, or else. When we do it, it's because we're intellectuals who went to the right schools and universities. When we fly in private jets and take multi-car cavalcades to the climate conference, it's because nothing's going to change for us, while everything changes for you. When you heat your home with a gas boiler and drive a diesel van for your work, it's because you're downright stupid and reckless. We'll heat our homes how we like and drive what we want, while you walk to work and live colder, hungrier lives. I read politics, philosophy and economics at Oxford, they say, so when I didn't wear a mask and partied with my chums, it was altogether different than when you proles felt the need to gather at your dying dad's bedside or hold hands at his funeral. Always the message is along the lines of, pay your TV licence and get along with you if you know what's good for you. Or raise a question or two about any of the in-crowd and feel the wrath. What I'm asking is, where are we now when it comes to what most people would consider ordinary values, family values? Where are we when it comes to knowing the ways of life to stand by and to defend? Do we any longer have agreed standards of acceptable behaviour? Setting aside the drama of the past week, it's hard not to notice a bigger, more sinister trend. The all-encompassing notion we're being invited to accept is that nothing about traditional values and morals matters now. It's especially the case that nothing, that is nothing to do with the human, nothing to do with the family, nothing to do with the child, is sacrosanct anymore. That echoing message of you'll own nothing and you'll be happy turns out to mean that among everything else we're supposed to hand over is any certainty about right and wrong. Apparently we're to be happy with the idea that right is whatever the powerful say it is, as well as being happy without our freedoms, our cash, our right to home ownership, to drive our cars. We're to be happy without our opinions, far less the right to express them. We're to be happy with whatever we're given, including what to think. Having opinions about what our children are told at school is apparently the mark of a disruptive, intolerant, dissenting radical. Questioning the notion of men in drag reading fairy tales to toddlers makes us right next door to criminal. Knowing that as parents we should have the final say in what our children are taught about sex and relationships and by whom is apparently a mindset that comes from consuming all that misinformation on the internet. All the time, the message from on high seems to be, why are you bothering about the education, the conditioning of your child, and outmoded ideas about protecting the innocence of childhood? More and more, I worry about the well-being of children, about what they're being told is right, about what they're being encouraged to accept as normal everyday life. And out there in the darkened background of what we're being invited to see is the knowledge, the absolute fact indeed, that unknown and uncounted numbers of babies and children are being trafficked around the world. You might say children have always been bought and sold, and you'd be right. But now, when there's more information than ever before about the scale of the horror, anyone demanding the raising of the alarm is treated with suspicion, if not outright contempt. The team behind a movie on general release in the United States called The Sound of Freedom, about the efforts of one man to disrupt child trafficking and to rescue as many children as possible, is under attack by the in-crowd. Rather than concentrate their fire on the monstrous trade in children, bigger than the arms trade, soon to be bigger than the drugs trade, mainstream critics and pundits are more inclined to ridicule the people attending the movie as white-haired QAnon crazies. Instead of dealing head-on with the nightmare described by the movie, the preferred response has been to suggest that anyone taking the allegations seriously is no more than a crank. The Sound of Freedom has taken more than $40 million at the box office already this month. But in Rolling Stone magazine, the piece by the author seemed less interested in the content of the film and more inclined to ridicule audience members calling out amen in response to uplifting moments. Are we supposed to take from that the idea that practicing Christians are more appropriate targets for attack than people buying and selling babies? In the strange new world, we're apparently to disregard the well-being of the child. Is all just more of the ethos of owning nothing and being happy, which is to say that in the threatened future, parents will have no say over their children either. In the imagined, idealised world of the future, children, and therefore the adults they might become, will be the concern not of the parents and the family, but of the state. The pervasive message that anything goes as long as it's not illegal is as corrosive as cancer. As government grows more powerful, more distant from the people, so that government feels more entitled to write yet more legislation to the detriment of those people. What might they legalise next, or at least invite us to regard as perfectly acceptable? Why, for example, is there always a push to further lower the age of consent? I say now that the scent in the wind discernible to anyone paying attention is that next nudge, the nudge right now, is towards accepting paedophilia. Paedophilia is going mainstream. Paedophilia by any other name. Those that were once called paedophiles are now described as minor attracted persons. Always the tactic is the same. It's about a foot in the door, then a leg, then the whole body. Have you noticed the steady procession of so-called authority figures? People were supposed to trust and to believe, refusing to condemn behaviour that 5 years ago would have been regarded as beyond the pale, while simultaneously refusing to say what a woman is. Here's the thing. Despite what you may have felt yourself being led to believe, right is still right, wrong is still wrong. The well-being of children, all children, must always be central to our civilisation. And don't for one second take your eyes off anyone trying to distract you from the truth.
Some of you hearing my voice right now, you've been blessed tremendously by God in the area of finances. God gives some people a very special financial anointing, and they prosper in everything they do. And quite often, God gives such people a heart of generosity. Please contact me personally to step up and sponsor a show. My personal email address is christianpatriotnews@protonmail.com. It's on your screen now. Please use the subject line, sponsor a show. I'm not talking about advertising a product or a service. Those are advertisers. I'm talking about supporting me and my beautiful wife personally for our work as digital soldiers, sharing truth far and wide. Thank you in advance for your incredible generosity. We are truly grateful. Patriots are in control. And infinitely more important than that, God is in control. So let's transition from that which is temporary to that which is eternal. Remember, look not upon that which you can see, because those things that we can see here on earth, these things are temporary. But look upon that which is unseen, because what is unseen will last forever. I've never seen God face to face. I've never seen my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I've not seen the kingdom of heaven. But I have an idea of what I can expect reading Revelation 21. It talks about what the kingdom looks like. I know the streets are going to be paved in gold. I'm looking forward to that. But understand this. First and foremost, the first step is this. You have to acknowledge that you are a sinner and that you do need a Savior. You see, God is not going to weigh our good deeds versus our bad, our good thoughts versus our bad, or the good things we've said versus the bad things, and then decide if we've made it into His kingdom. The only way into His kingdom is absolute perfection. And you and me, all of us, we fall short of absolute perfection. You see, the law of God is a tutor to point us towards our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, God so loved the world, God so loved you, that He wants to spend eternity with you in His paradise. So to get us there, here's what He did. He gave His Son as an innocent, a sinless, a blameless, spotless lamb to die in our place. And when we put our faith in Christ, we have eternal life. Not by being a good person, but through faith in Christ. You see, the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So the first step to salvation is this. Put your faith in Christ and know that Jesus died for you. When you're born again, the old has passed away, all things become brand new. And when you're born again through faith that God loves you and proved it when He gave His Son to die for you, once you're born again, then you're qualified for God's Holy Spirit. And that's what I've been talking about lately. So recently I've read for you verses out of John, the Gospel of John, chapters 14, chapter 15, and a little bit of chapter 16. Now let's see what the book of Acts has to say on the same matter, beginning in chapter 1. This is Acts chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. Jesus taken up into heaven. In my former book, Theopolis, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day He was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles He had chosen. After His suffering, He presented Himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that He was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days
and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John, that's John the Baptist, John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So Jesus tells them, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. Regarding Jesus speaking about the Holy Spirit, that's why I took you to John chapters 14, 15, and 16, so I could share with you those very things that he spoke regarding the Holy Spirit. Let's continue in verse 6. Then they gathered around him and asked, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So I want to read verse 8 again. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And that's one of the things I love most about being a Spirit-filled believer, baptized in the fire and the power of God, is that God speaks through me by his Holy Spirit. Hard for some people to believe, and I get that, but I don't consider before I start speaking to you guys about these things what I'm going to say. I just allow God to use me as a vessel for him to speak through. You see, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the very author of life, he lives in me by his Spirit. His Spirit has joined with my spirit, by which I can cry out, Abba, Father. That means I can call the creator of the universe, I can call him Daddy, because I belong to him. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up in the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. And so Jesus ascended into heaven, and he said, it was important that I leave you, because when I leave, that's when you will receive the promised gift, the Holy Spirit. And in the next chapter, Acts chapter 2, which I'll go into on my next update, you'll see the power of God's Spirit come upon those believers. What happened was a mighty rushing wind came into the upper room that they were staying in Jerusalem, and tongues of fire separated and then descended upon each one of them. Think about it, tongues of fire. I like the sound of that from the standpoint of he sets my tongue on fire. He fills me with his light and with his love and with his power, and he sets my tongue ablaze to share his glory, to spread his gospel to the corners of the earth, to every living creature. And then this verse here, Matthew 24, chapter 24 and verse 27, it's called the promise. It says, For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And what he's saying is, lightning that strikes in the east is visible in the west. You'll see it. You'll know for sure when the King returns in his glory, in his majesty. He will return in power. You see, he came in like a lamb, but he's coming back like the mighty lion of the tribe of Judah. And understand this, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that's one way or another. You see, Jesus Christ is Lord. Whether you are wise and you just confess that now, or whether you're a fool, and you'll have to admit that at some point. So let's close out with a quick prayer today. Father, I pray especially for those who are hearing my voice right now, but they are not yet born again.
I pray, Father, that your Spirit would move on their behalf. The first function of your Spirit is to draw men and women to you. So I pray, Father, that everyone hearing my voice right now who does not yet know you to be their Heavenly Father and your Son Jesus to be their personal Lord and Savior, I pray, Father, that your Spirit would move in their hearts and that they would be fully persuaded, first, that you love them, and second, that you proved it when you gave your Son to die for their sins. And I pray, Father, that they would turn from their sin and turn from their unbelief and turn to you and put their faith in Christ and let the way that they live prove that they have turned from sin and put their faith in you. Your word says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and if we believe in our hearts that you raised Jesus from the dead, that we will be saved. So, Father, I first pray for all those hearing my voice right now who do not yet know you, that they would come to know you. And, Father, for my brothers and sisters in Christ, those who are born again, those who have their faith in Christ, I pray, Father, that if they do not yet have your Holy Spirit, if they've not yet been baptized in your Spirit and in your power, that they would pay close attention to these few days of teaching on the matter. And that if they've been taught wrongly on this matter, they would look at what your word says and they would be Bereans and study this out for themselves. That you would teach them, Father, that you wish to give them power from on high and to baptize them in the fire and the power of your Spirit, that we could truly be witnesses to the corners of the earth. And Father, for my saved brothers and sisters who are baptized in your Holy Spirit, I pray, Father, that we would fan into flame that gift that has been deposited into us. I pray that we would stir up that gift inside of us and that we would seek you in prayer and reading your word and sitting back and hearing your still small voice. I pray, Father, that we would have an intimacy with you unlike anything that we ever thought was available. I pray that we would love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that we would love our neighbor as ourselves. I pray that we would love sincerely from the heart. And Father, I pray that you would grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we would truly know Christ intimately, even as we are known by you. I pray, Father, that it would be useful, effective, and productive in our knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that you would open up the eyes of our hearts, open the eyes of our understanding, so that we would know the hope to which we have been called, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, your saints, whom you love. And I pray these things in the precious name of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thanks for watching today. Please support my work as a frontline soldier, sharing truth far and wide. I've got links to GiveSendGo, DonorBox, BuyMeACoffee.com, and my Cash App all in the description box below this video. If the links don't work, it's no trouble. Simply visit www.GiveSendGo. That's GiveSendGo.com and hit the search icon. Enter my name, it's Christian Space, Patriot Space News, and I'll come up. Thank you in advance for your incredible generosity. I cannot do this without you, and together we will win, especially the good fight of faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for those of us who put our faith and our hope and our trust in Him.